Good afternoon. Welcome to the WBJC Opera Preview. That sprightly music was the overture to Mozart's Der Schauspieldirektor, or if you like, the Impresario, which is a whole lot easier to say. It is going to be performed by Opera Baltimore, and their performances are going to be at the Engineers Club, which is about as perfect a place as you can get for this intimate opera, which is all about putting on opera. Performances are April the 10th, 12th, and 14th, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday of this coming week. I had the pleasure of sitting down and talking with Julia Cook, who's the artistic director of Opera Baltimore, and also with Eric McKeever, who is the librettist of this work. They have not just translated it into English, but they have added a whole new context and an interesting one to this work, which is very traditional with the Impresario. Julia, I love this piece, and I'm so happy that you're doing it.
We are too. It's a really interesting opportunity as an impresario myself to tell a story. And Mozart is masterful, and this one you don't see come around very often. It is very singable for the most part. It's often done in schools because it can be done effectively by younger singers. But that was not the reason I selected it. I had some help in selecting it and was just intrigued by an opportunity because of this title.
As a former opera singer and as an impresario yourself, you have an opportunity to talk a lot about things you know pretty intimately in this work.
We live in an industry that is rather mysterious to most people because we're kind of few and far between as the world goes. And so it is an opportunity to go inside sort of the mechanical nature of being part of this industry and how the sausage is made, essentially. And I'm sure Mozart just had great fun because there's just all sorts of inside things that we know that help us to create, I think, a fun story.
Eric McKeever, you had the rather interesting and somewhat intimidating task of creating a new libretto and some new narrations for the Impresario. And I should point out, it's traditional to make the Impresario fit the company that is performing the Impresario, which makes perfect sense. What was the experience like? And what did it feel like when you got the call to do this?
My immediate response to being asked to do this was, what do I think of? I always write something and it's a mashup. So I immediately went the Woody Allen film, Bullets Over Broadway meets Bugs Bunny. If you're familiar with Bullets Over Broadway, we had these two wonderful female characters that were very different from each other, both trying to be the star. And then Bugs Bunny, we've got slapstick, we've got comedy, we've got fast talking. And so that was where I was coming from as far as my style. And then I worked with Julia and the singers and interviewed them and really tried to get some real stories. And she had some fantastic stories. I wish we could have included them all because her job is so fascinating. And what's amazing is how many people have opinions about how she should do her job, having never done her job.
What are you talking about? Never.
but also giving the singers who are creating these roles, taking from their real life experiences so that we are trying to drop these tidbits of like, this is how our industry operates, but also here is a presentation of this in a really heightened, really over the top way that hopefully will get people cracking up and laughing and then walking away going, oh, wow, it must be a madhouse sometimes running a nonprofit, running, being an impresario. It was a lot of fun trying to meld all of those worlds together in Mozart's short comic piece.
Do you think the lot of an opera singer and how an opera singer makes their way through the world was different in Mozart's time than in ours? Or are the challenges more or less the same?
Yes and no. I think we all grew up as singers believing that talent alone is enough. And, you know, what we knew from Mozart's time was it's who you know and who likes you. And I will say that that does play into a successful career as a singer. Mozart had to answer to kings and queens and other hierarchy. In the opera world, the impresario has to answer to volunteers, board members, artists, staff members, community members. I think they have more people poking at them and saying, why aren't you doing this? I remember from my administrative days of opera, we had people always asking, why aren't we doing Wagner? And we were like, well, because only 300 people in the community would probably come and support it, because most people don't know Rienzi by Wagner, you know? But they really were like, well, this is what we should be doing. And that was their opinion. And it was just fascinating to then hear a community member say, well, why are you doing Butterfly? It's a problematic story. And you have to balance all of that in trying to figure out how to produce a season.
So, Eric, can you talk a bit about what are some of the specific challenges about recreating a Mozart libretto?
I am a singer, and I tried my best to be as funny as possible. And I really follow the plot points of what the characters were saying. I just tried to make them updated and singable, because the sopranos both have a lot of high singing. What vowels were they singing up at the top? Were they singing long, just open vowels, or was I trying to cram a bunch of words in? What was easiest? That was really where I started. I was like, I want it to be funny and to rhyme, but I don't want it to be like trying to sing an E vowel on one of their extreme notes where it's going to be difficult. So I spent a lot of time, not in their key, but in my octave, trying to imagine what that felt like. And also, the brilliant thing about Mozart is he writes vocal lines that are always these beautiful phrases. So for me, the challenge was just, what do I want to say? How long is this gorgeous phrase? Let me come up with something that fits into this phrase. It was actually not as hard as I thought it was going to be. What was more difficult was just trying to not get too wordy. The dialogue is for the words. The singing is for the expression and beauty of an idea. Einigkeit rühm ich vor allen andern Tugenden uns an, denn das Ganze muss gefallen und nicht bloß ein einzelner Mann. Einigkeit rühm ich vor allen andern Tugenden uns an, denn das Ganze muss gefallen und nicht bloß ein einzelner Mann. Und nicht bloß
So, Julia, since this is a rather personal subject for you, what was it like to cast an impresario? You cast Gina Peregrino in the role. What was it like to cast her and the rest of the singers in the impresario?
When I cast this, I spoke to the singers At the beginning, I didn't do what I normally do, was like send an offer with very straightforward, here's what we're doing, here are the dates, here's the fee, and blah, blah, blah. I called each of them. I said, I have a really different, interesting project. Our goal is to shine a light on how we do what we do as much as we can in a light way, but that we want to convey a sense of reality. I told each of them when I hired them that it was extremely important to me that we honor their stories and their feelings as a singer through this kind of stereotype in the storytelling, but that I wanted a sense of genuine personality to be able to shine through. And nowhere is that more important in this show than in the impresario herself. Originally, the score calls for a male impresario. So I, of course, immediately decided to change that. In the score, the impresario doesn't sing. So it was easy to make that switch. So instead of Frank, she is Francine. And as Gina and I have talked through some of the character traits, she's asked me a lot of questions about me and how this really relate into your experience. So she's been creating her character based on some of me, but I told her I wanted her to be able to be her and to interpret Eric's words.
And Eric, what was it like for you to work with a character of the impresario?
One of the things that was really helpful for us was we did a table read via Zoom for two reasons. One, we wanted to gauge the length of the piece. And also, as the writer, I was like, are these jokes funny? Are things landing in a way that I hope they're landing? What moments are slowing down? What information is missing? We discovered some interesting things about Francine. She came across a little flat character-wise. And so we were like, well, how can we ramp her up but still be grounded in truth? To me, I think what makes Francine realistic is that I thought of her as a dramatic character that happened to fall into a comedy. And that helped me find dramatic moments for her that were more interesting and rich and more nuanced.
I've been speaking with Julia Cook, who's Artistic Director of Opera Baltimore, and with Eric McKeever, who is the librettist for The Impresario. Their production of The Impresario is April 10th, 12th, and 14th at the Engineers Club in beautiful downtown Mount Vernon in Baltimore. And if you would like more information, you can go to operabaltimore.org.